Today's daf is Yuma daf Samach Dalid, and we will talk about a topic that comes up towards the top of the daf here. We could call it substitute shchitas, but let's see what the Gemara. The Gemara has an amazing line, which the Gemara has a similar line elsewhere also about a different topic. The Gemara here is talking about answering the question that we already dealt with in yesterday's Lam Dashir, relating to why is it that we need a specific pasuk to exclude Mechusar Zman from the Seir La'Azazel. I mean, the Seir La'Azazel can't mean Mechusar Zman, can't mean be 5 days old. You have to be, has to be somebody, an animal that's roi to be used as a carbon. That's what we discussed yesterday, the psul of Mechusar Zman. So answer number four, the Gemara gives on the top here of Samach Dalam Aleph, the Gemara comes up with a case. Okay, what do all the cases have in common? A case where there wouldn't be a problem that, oh, it has to already be not Mechusar Zman at the time of Hagrala. So if it already has that, so then of course, you know, you can't use it to for the Siyam Mishtalayach. So the Gemara goes up with the following case. Rava Amar, Kagon Shahayel Achola B'toch Beso, V'shach Harimo B'yom HaKippurim. What happens? There's somebody who has a chole who is deathly ill on Yom Kippur. And what happens? The chole needs meat to live. So what happens? They go and shecht the carbon for the mother on Yom Kippur in order to give the mother the meat to eat. It just so happens that that animal is the mother of the Seir La'Azazel that an hour earlier, you know, had been designated for all of Klal Yisrael to have the kapara. But the problem now is it's Mechusar Zman, as we said yesterday. Now, this animal cannot be shechted today. So it wasn't Mechusar Zman at the time of Hagrola. At the time the lottery took place, it was fine. But then half an hour later, its mother was shechted. So now it becomes Asur to shecht. So I might have thought, without a specific pasuk, I might have thought that you could send this over the cliff. Because at the time of the Hagrola, it was Ra'ui. And now it's not, but you know that's not a problem. So that's why the Gemara says, that's why you have the extra pasuk to exclude even that case. So Gemara says, is that a problem? Right? What's the Isser of Osova Espino, shechting a mother and offspring on the same day? Is that Usser just to, does that Seir La'Azazel, you don't shech this animal, you push it off the cliff. So that's not two shechitas on the same day. Also, why should that be a problem? What's the havamina? V'chiyah gavna mi'asr? Is that a problem? Lo sishchatu amar achman v'haylav shchitu. Right? Is that Usser? Rashi explains the holicho latzuk v'shim osov espino. Is that problem to push this animal off the cliff? Right? It says lo sishchatu. This isn't a shchita. Answers the Gemara. It is a shchita. Ha'amri b'marava d'chiyaso latzuk zuhi shchitaso. Pushing it off the cliff is its shchita. And therefore, the Isra of Osoza of Espino potentially would apply. That's an amazing line. So what exactly does that mean? Does that have any other ramifications? What's the ramification? What's the nafkamina the Gemara talks about? Osoza of Espino. Right, and that's paskin by the Rambam in Avodas Yom HaKippur in Perakei Halacha Tesvav, where the Rambam says, and again, I urge just to get an overview of all of these prakim that we're doing, just to read through Avodas Yom HaKippur of the Rambam. It's only five prakim. And it goes through, it's a great chazara, and we see though where the Rambam adds his unique lines to the Avoda. So the Rambam here says in Parakeh, Hamum posel b'sir mishalech afilu mum over. We'll see that. V'chein im na'ase mechusar zman nifsal. If the sir mishalech becomes a mechusar zman, again, how does it become? Right, the two types of mechusar zmans, begufo of the animal. Either it's not 8 days old, then it didn't become. It always was. But you could become a mechusar zman if the mother or the child, the offspring, was shechted, then it becomes nifsal. Kigon shenishchata imo l'chola b'yom HaKippurim. Right, why else would an animal be shechted on Yom Kippur? We're not talking about Rishoyim. We're not talking about people who wouldn't follow halachas. There was a chol on Yom Kippur that needed meat. So in that case, it becomes a mechusar zman and it's nifsal to push off the cliff. What do you mean? You're not shechting? Shedechiyasa la'azazel hishchitaso. The Rambam quotes our Gemara there in Perakei Halacha Yudzayin of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The Sfasemis here wonders, doesn't really give an answer, why does the Gemara have to come up with a case of, you know, the mother is at home and there's someone who has a sick mother? Why don't we just say the case of the two se'irim that are used are mother and offspring. Why don't we just say the two, the Hashem and the Seir La'Azazel. The two potential ones are parent and child. Because after all, we learned in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the parak, they have to be exactly the same height and appearance and money and bought the same day. But that's only din l'chadchila. That's l'chadchila. None of that is ma'akiv v'di'evet. So they asked us fasemis here. Why don't we just say that that is the case? You have to come up with a case where the other animal is somewhere else. Sarachian. Where is this? I'm sorry. Says the Sfas MS. Where's the line? The Chatni. Here, the Chasa Tokzu Ishchitaso. Sarachir. Imkin Lam. Well, he has a different question first. Well, I'm sorry. We'll get to the other question after. So first he says, Tzarachian, the imkain lamali krala mayim mitam mechusar zman. He says, why do you need an extra pasuk to exclude mishum mechusar zman? Typically, the ef shel shalcho latzuk mishum lab da oso bez beno. What you the extra pasuk of mechusar zman? But why don't you just say once you say that it's considered a shechita, so you should just say it's also because of oso bez beno, not because of the mechusar zman. So he quotes from his son-in-law that maybe it's to pasul even b'di'evet. Even b'di'evet. V'chatni, Rabbi Yaakov Meir, pirish d'itzer kol amayit afilu d'evet im avar v'shulcha pasul mitam mechusar zman. Okay, the lavkro without that pasuk, hava minit b'di'evet yotzei. I would say the chachilu, you shouldn't do it, but b'di'evet you're yotzei, mitzvah shiluach v'nizkayim ha'kosav yomar chai. L'shalach osav v'shuv ha'vizrika si'ir al shem heksher. Okay, but because it's... It was not, a double pasuk, so that's shana kasav la'akev, it's ma'akev even b'di'evet. This concept of d'chiyaso latzuk, again, a substitute shechita, pushing it off a cliff has the status of a shechita for the isra of osov es b'no, we find this by two or maybe three other contexts. I alluded to this already yesterday. The Gemara in Zvachim discusses egla arufa. Egla arufa. So the Gemara talks about there, maybe a stage of the arifa process, that's also not a shechita. Right, there's an anonymous corpse, and we do this whole ceremony in between the cities as a kapara, because, you know, we don't want to kaper l'apcha Yisrael. It wasn't our fault that we sent him without food out into the wilderness, and he was killed. So members of the Sanhedrin come. And what do? We break the back of its neck. That's not a shechita, and it's usur to benefit from it. Right, that's the source. Egla Rufa is one of those sources. That is asur b'anah to get benefit from a mace. So the Gemara there also says that the yiridasa l'anachal zuhi shchitasa. Right? There's some part of the process that takes the place of the shchita. So another example. Or the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara discusses there about during the time of the Midbar. They didn't do shchita according to some opinions, Rabbi Yishua, Rabbi Akiva, but they kill the animal in some other way, nechira. So nechira b'midbar, that also could be considered a shechita. Could be considered a shechita in some way. So the Gemara has it, you might say, by Arifas Egla, has it by the Nechir in the Midbar, and one other that's not really mefurish in the Gemara, but it's implicit in many sugyas, and that is Malika. Malika of, that means the shechting of carbon birds, so we know you don't do regular Shechita, we do Malika. There are a number of differences between Malika and Shechita, where the Kohen uses his fingernail instead of using a sharp instrument. The Kohen kills it from the back of the neck and not the front of the neck. There are differences. But the question is, what about Malika? Malika, a Kohen, Kohanim, are able to eat. Rechatasa ha'of. The Mishnah says in Zvachim, Ein l'mizbeach el adama. Olas ha'of is totally burned. But chatas ha'of, Ein mizbeach el adama, meaning the Kohanim, it's kachi kachim, the Kohanim eat it. The Kohanim eat the bird. One second, it had Malika done. Malika, if you do Malika to a regular bird, that's not a carbon, that's a nevela. That's considered an animal that died without shechita. The difference between trefa and nevela. Trefa is an animal that might have had shechita, but it has some other problem, right? It has a hole in the lung or other types of trefas that might not have lived for a while. But nevela means an animal that died without proper shechita. So if I do Malika to a non-carbon bird, that animal is a nevela. It died without shechita. And all of a sudden, when it comes to a carbon oaf, I do, that's what I'm supposed to do. I do Malika, and it's kosher, and I'm able to eat it. So this is a question, this is a sugi that comes up in a number of contexts. Rav Yosef Engel, in the Asfin Daraisa, he's the one that puts this on the board, right? In the Asfin Daraisa, in Klal Aleph, the first piece in Asfin Daraisa, he discusses a few sugis there. So he puts all of these together, and he wonders, you know, how literally do you take this? How literally do you take this idea of the ki'ilu? It is, these are shech. Let me find the line. He says here, "Vine lule dire Rashi, efshalani es daiti, lafarish. Tehad amrina biyom asaf samach dalid, de besir bishtaleach, de chiyasa latzuk, zui shchitaso." The fact, what it says in our Gemara, that the pushing it off the cliff is ki'ilu, it shechted. For which halacha, osov esbeno, va'ayin zvachim daf ayin, darmina gamkin be'egla arufa, arifasa zui shchitasa, it says there, yuridasa lanacha zui shchitasa, and he calls the Gemara in chulon daf yedzayin, lefize yesh lomar, bipshitas, hu adin ba'of kachim. He's the one that relates to Malika. So what do you say by a bird? Bifnim, milikaso zuhi shchitaso. Do you say the Malika of a carbon ovis, kilu et shchita? Umeata, kenir linias daiti. And here he says beautifully, dikeshenitna Torah mitzvah shchita. The Torah, what does it mean that these are all shchitas? When the Torah says, do shchita, the Torah said, I'm giving you, in this formulation, five options of shchita. Depending on circumstance, depending on animal, this is how you do it. Most of the time you do shchita this way. Once in a while you do shchita this way. There are different ways of killing animals in different contexts. Generally, we know there's a concept of tsar balechayim. The rice of the rabbanim called to cause an animal to suffer. But killing an animal is a mitzvah in certain contexts. Says the Gemara, "Dikshinit natora mitzvah shchita chilka osa." When it comes to chulin, it should be from the neck. Ubisakin, and with a knife. Upa of kachim bifnim, and by a bird carbon in the base of migdash. Tiashchita biyad. Umina orif, and from the back. Uba midbar tiashchita binachira. Any way you want. Uba agla rufa ubisiira de tchiasa letzuk. Ulefiza nira. And therefore it appears. Dekamo de bishochit chulin mina orif einenu shchita klal. If I do shchita from the back, it's meaningless. If I do malika from the front, it's meaningless. Kamochem ben shachat of kachim bifnim and atzavar ein boshem shchita klal rak hatazas rosh ba'alma. The shchita shelo harei hi malika. The shchita its shchita is malika. Rak kol vanchu bachutz shem rotz l'shachtu enenu omid o l'malika v'chulu and he continues. So do we say that this is the shchita of all of these? That's a very exciting formulation. That it's not that this is shchita and then there are exceptions to the rule. According to this formulation, there are no exceptions. This is all the rule. Shchita, malika, dechia, arifa, all of those are forms of shchita, which means killing the animal in the halachically appropriate way. And that is how all of these are formulated. And that's why this would be included in Osov Esbeno. He doesn't quote it, but I think this fits into the Medrash. The Medrash in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, where the Medrash says, do you think Hashem really cares, shchita, if it's shechted a centimeter over here and a centimeter over there? Does Hashem really want that there's something inherent in this act that Hashem wants? Or is it that Hashem tells you to do this because it's going to purify us? And if Hashem tells me to do it in a different way, in a different context, so that's going to purify me. And there's nothing inherent about this ma'isa shchita as compared to dechia and arifa and malika. It's just because Hashem told me to do it. So if Hashem tells me to do three other ways in other contexts, so that would be equal, says the Medrash. Beginning of Lech Lecha, Memdal, Parsha Memdalad, in Medrash Rabbah. Rav Amar, lo nitnu amitzvus elo letzarifayim etzabrius. Right, mitzvus were given to purify us. But it's not for Hashem. Hashem doesn't need the mitzvahs. It's given to purify us. You think Hashem cares, right? Does a kid to shech from the neck? Hashem doesn't matter. So what's the difference? Why sometimes is an irregular shechita is the neck kasher and the oref, the back of the neck, pasul? And then by Malika, it's the opposite, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has his reasons. Litzarif ben Esabrius, to purify us, and therefore, it makes sense that different contexts require different answers from, or different sivuyim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mefarshim here on the bottom talk about this this as well. But that is the formulation of the Hakira. The Shlomo Kluger has a fascinating idea. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, in Simin Tazayin, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch too. Shulchan Aruch, Yaradeya, doesn't talk about the Seir Lazazel, right? It's not Lamaisa, but he talks about the Isra of Osov Esbeno. That's the Simin in Simin Tazayin in Yaradeya. That's the Simin all about Osov Esbeno, which is a parak in Maseches Chulin, Osov Esbeno. The Shulchan Aruch says, Aser Lishchot Osov Esbeno B'yom Echad. You're not allowed to kill, shecht, an animal and its son the same day. Lo shna ha'em v'achar kach ha'ben o habas. It doesn't matter if it's the mother first and then the offspring, right, male or female. Lo shna ha'ben o habas v'achar kach ha'em. Right, it doesn't matter. And Israel Sobas Beno, Noeg ben Nekevis. That's what we paskin. Machlokes in the Gemara. We paskin by Nekevis. Shezeh ben Avadai. A mother and offspring. Vim no da vadai shezuhu aviv. And what if you know for sure that this is the father? You never know by animals, but if you know for sure somehow, ein shochten shnei biyom echad vim shachad eno loke. Shadavar safik im noeg bezchamu eno noeg. That's the Shulchan Paskins. It's a safik whether it's noeg by the father or not. So even if you know vadai, so then it's still a suffix whether we paskin that way. Then which halachic day do you go by? The Shulchan Aruch discusses. But then the Shulchan Aruch says later on, Ein Yisrael Sov Espino Ela B'Shchita Bilvad Shenamar Lo Sishchatu. Only applies by Shchita. Aval Im Nicher. What if an animal's killed? I don't know, somebody went hunting. Right? The Noda Bihud has a tshuva about whether you're allowed to go hunting. Let's say somebody goes hunting and they kill the mother animal. That's not shechted, then there's no iser to shech the offspring, because it's not shechita. Avalim nicher es harishon, o nisnavel biyado, let's see, he tried to shech the first one, and the shochin messed up. Mutter lishchot hasheni. The second one could shecht. But that's not osov espino, o sishchatu. Lifichach, therefore, cheres shote v'katan, sheshechtu es harishon, beinam levein asman. If a child, who's considered a lab bardas, or a shote, shechted, privately, so we don't know we weren't watching. We don't know if they did the right act. Mutter lishchot hasheni achareihem. You're allowed to shecht the other animal. Lefi sherov maaseihem mekukalim. You can assume they messed up. So many details. If hilcha shechita, if a child, a cheres shote v'katan, do the shechita, then one can shecht the second animal. Rama, the macherim roano soshal dekaroi. If other people are watching them and they did it exactly perfectly, so then you can't. Also lishchot achareihem, kein nirali, says the Rama. So related to that, Rav Shlomo Kluger has the following chiddush gadol. This is in Yeridea in Siman Chaf in Ha'el Fachah Shlomo. Rav Shlomo Kluger has many thousands and thousands of tshuvas and many svarim out. He's very prolific, but 1,000 of his tshuvas are here in Ha'elef L'cha Shlomo. So he talks about this mechaber. He says, Nirlani is daiti. Dahainu dafkim shaktu l'sorach l'dvar rishus. When do you say that if an animal is just killed, then it does not create osova as bino? That's only if you shechted for a dvar rishus. But what about this case? Avalam shaktu l'chole. Let's say there's a chole sheish bo sakana that needs meat. He's deathly ill and he's meat, and you can't find the shochet. You can't find the shochet. So you kill the animal, and so you have to give this animal, you have to give this animal person meat in order to eat. He's going to die. So you kill the animal without shechita, and you give it meat. Says the Rav Shlomo Kluger, that killing is a mitzvah. Because that killing is pikuach nefesh. So that killing would create the iser of osov espino for its offspring or its mother. Because that's l'sarach mitzvah. Amazing. Im shachto lechole kegon shayachole tzorach lebasar. V'lo hayalo rak behema chaya. V'lo hayalo milish chod rak chereshot v'katan. Yolei v'chereshot v'katan. Shachot tzorach linchar. You just have to kill the animal. B'ki agavna. Kivan dahave dvar mitzvah. Havi nechiraso zush chitaso. V'asha lishcho b'racharav. You can't shecht. And what's my raya? My raya is our gemara. Yuma samach dalet. What's the difference between pushing it off a cliff? That's called shechita. For this halacha, and just killing the animal because the person's sick. They're both non-regular shechitas, and our Gemara says that Tchiyasa Latzuk is considered a shechita for Osov Espino. So to hear, that's his raya. Raya Mashkasa, Biyuma, Daf Samach Dalid. Right, because our Gemara is the only one that says Beferish. The other ones that Rabbi Yosef Engel quoted was Yiridaso La'arifa, and a discussion of Nechira. But our Gemara has the Lashon of Yidchiyaso Latzuk Zui Shchitaso. V'yafa Pikin, Kedidish Rabshawa Kloger, Kiven Da'avi Tzorach Mitzvah, Omeid Babakim Shchita. Imkin Achanami, Imshacha Latzorach Chola, Ide Chereshot V'katan, Kiven De Mitzvah Ka'avid, V'achanami, Havi Mitzvah, Yosef Misir Meshaleach, Hachanami, Nechshav Nechira Zubim Akim Shchita. And then he adds, you know, what you might say, oh, come on. He says, "Ve'ein lomar." He says, "What? Dechiyas letzuk is an act that the Torah mandates always. Pushing it off the cliff—that's what the Torah mandates. So maybe you could say that's a shechita. Here, it would be better to find the shochet, right? If the person's dying and you have to give him meat, it would be better to find the shochet. Here is no shochet; so you have to kill the animal, right? In any other way. So is that a mitzvah?" Says Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. But what do you mean? The Torah mandates this in this case. Okay, I would have wished that you could have done something else. But in this situation, there's no shochet there. This is your mitzvah. And therefore he says, I don't care that you know, normally I would have wanted something else. I don't think that's a break of the dimyon of the comparison. You might have, but he acknowledges that at least. The shiny hasam tavi hachshero b'kach dafka v'mayishoch to lomahani rak dechia bazeh havi dechia makam shchita aval hacha eina mitzvah dafka b'nechira o b'cherish ad v'kach. He says, "Hey, no, this is what you have to do." The hini hachshero b'kach akati minali dasta tara zuki shchita uminali lomer the dasta tara v'dechia zui yachashav shchita. Fine, you have to do the dechia. Once the Gemara says that this is considered Shechita, so too this would be. That's our Shlomo Kluger's Chiddush. Any other nafkaminas between, our Gemara has one, Osov Espino. Samin Chaschinuch discusses. What happens if after it falls off the cliff, you go down and pick up some of the limbs? Are those limbs mutter to get Hanah from? Because it's called a Shechita. Is it Tamei Tumas Nevela? Right, if an animal dies without Shechita, it's Tamei. If it dies with the shechita, even if it's a trefa, if it was shechted, there's no tumas nevela. So, does this animal that was the shira mishtaleh, does it have tumas nevela? The Rambam says, beferish by egla arufa, it does not have tumas nevela. Arifa's egla does not, because this is its shechita. That's the Rambam in Shar Bos HaTuma. The Menachas Chinuch wonders, he says, I assume it's the same thing by shira mishtaleh. There's no other Rambam doesn't say it. So, the Mefarshim say, maybe it's not mefurish in the Gemara, but it's true. The Rambam doesn't quote that often, says the Seisam Achronim. Something that's not mefurish in the Gemara. But suggests the Minchas Chinuch, maybe there's no Tumas Nevela. And then he says, is it mutter to eat? He says, would you go that far? If you find a limb of the Seir Mishtaleach, it wasn't Shechlin, it's just a limb. He suggests at the end of the Kuf Pehe, maybe it's even mutter to eat. Because what does the Gemara say? Pushing it off the cliff is its Shechita. And if it's the Shechita, just like it's the Shechita for Osov Espino, just like it's the Shechita for Tumas Nevela, says the Menachas Chinuch, maybe you can eat it. Maybe you can eat it. Not on Yom Kippur, but maybe you can eat it. Mali Shechita, Mali Dechia. Just like Malika. Oh, you can't eat it without a Shechita. Malika is usually a Nevela, and yet Malika Sa'of as a Karban, the Kodim are allowed to eat it. So to here. Hacha Nami Efshar Dumutarim Ho'evarim Ba'achila Gamkein. Maybe it is mutter. And the footnotes on the bottom say, maybe not, but he has that possibility. Efshar lomer linyan achila, given the chsiv yisavachta, maybe dafka v'savachta, melika sudizvicha. Anyway, he has that suggestion. Do you make a bracha? I didn't see anybody talk about this, but l'chor, you don't make a bracha. You make a bracha before you sheft. Do you make a bracha before you push it off the cliff? L'chor, not. Do you make a bracha before arifa? So there are differences between... Balmum, we pass in the Rambam Paskins, it can't be a Balmum, as we had in the Gemara recently. It can't be a Balmum, right, which means it's Ki'ilu, it's Shechted. One final point, just to end with the Dvar Hashkafa, Rav Saratzkin in Lazayim LaTorah notes an amazing message from the Isra of Osov Espino. Osov Espino, he said, I mentioned this in a Parsha Shir 9 years ago. He says, Meis Hashem Ha'isa Azarazu Nefasi Beinenu. He says, you can have one person in Australia and one person in Israel. And they're both, one of them shechs an animal. The action of the Jew in Australia affects and limits what the Jew in Israel is allowed to do. That's pretty amazing. What does he have to do with me? He shechs the mother and I can't shech the offspring. I'm on the other side of the world. What is his action have to do with me? The message of Jews being connected, says the Rav Saratzkin. So v'davar zeh melamed osanu sheyesh ba'am Yisrael shaychus nifla bein Reb Yisrael l'chol Yisrael ula hefech. And he continues, and he says, that's Osov Espino, two Jews on opposite sides of the world, their actions could affect each other in a halachic way. And one Jew could create an Isser D'Oraisa for the other Jew based on his actions. Fascinating message that the Zayin LaTorah teaches us. Okay, we'll stop here relating to substitute Shechitas.